Funeral service was held today for three Israeli teens whose bodies were found yesterday in the West Bank. That's where they were abducted nearly 3 weeks ago. Israel says Hamas operatives are behind the kidnapping and killings, and they responded with sweeping arrests of hundreds of Palestinians. Overnight, Israeli forces launched airstrikes on Gaza and killed a Palestinian man during a raid in the West Bank. Coming up, an interview with Israel's ambassador to the U.S. But first, Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem on today's funeral and new details that have emerged about the kidnapping.
Around 10 p.m. on June 12th, police say, a white Hyundai pulled up at a hitchhiking post in the West Bank and three Israeli teenagers climbed in the back. 25 minutes later, Israeli police dispatchers received an emergency call. 16-year-old Gilad Sha'er says, I've been kidnapped. The police dispatcher says, hello, hello? Then a man's voice yells, head down, head down. There are noises, possibly gunshots, and someone turns up the radio. At the time, dispatchers thought it was a prank call. Police only began searches hours later when one of the teen's parents reported their son missing. It's caused controversy here. Police released the recording as tens of thousands of Israelis attended a funeral for the three teens. Rachel Frankel is the mother of Naftali Frankel, a dual American-Israeli citizen killed with Sha'er and Eyal Yifrach. She eulogized the boys. She said God chose them to be his poster children for goodness and innocence. Israeli cabinet ministers have been debating a response to the killings, possibly including more strikes against the Gaza Strip, which Hamas rules. But Kobi Michael, a researcher at an Israeli think tank, says Hamas is the only group in Gaza that can keep order there, and Israel has to be careful not to create a power vacuum.
In order to preserve Hamas, to remain as a responsible address in the reality where there is no other address.
Michael says Israel should convince Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas to break off a recent deal between Hamas and the mainstream Fatah faction for a unity government. That concerns Hossam Zomlat, a senior Fatah official.
This incident harms the national interest of the Palestinians. And I see someone, God knows who, has decided to bring us back to the confrontations and the violent chapters of our conflict.
After the teen's funeral today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed again that Israel would make Hamas pay for the murders. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.